I remember it's time he made this point very clear. I didn't want to make this statement, but I'm being forced to make the statement. Honourable members, you may recall that last Friday, when this motion was moved, issues were raised on the floor. On Monday, I received two petitions on the matter that was raised on the floor. I've taken steps as the head of this institution. One of the last things that I would like to do is to have this house, as the head of this, to have this house and the head of another arm of government having problems. I've therefore behind the scenes taken some steps in consultation, which I've discussed with some members of the leadership of the house to see how this matter can be resolved. As a result of those consultations, it is important that the member that made of this house that made those statements must apologize. Otherwise, it will serve as a dangerous precedent. I am not in charge of government business. But any business that will put this house in a difficulty, it is my duty to guide the house. On that basis, I've spoken to the gentleman. I have discussion with some leaders in leadership both sides, and I convey the position to the leaders and the member involved in terms of rendering of an apology. Nobody, when I called the item, nobody from the government bench was telling me anything. Therefore, my duty is to close this house. Because when I mentioned the other paper then, nobody was telling me anything. And therefore, my duty is to take the closing remarks. And that is why I called the Honorable Minority Leader. So, honorable members, all outstanding matters will be taken when we come back.